Steve Dale's Other World on 720 WGN. It's 2:37, and I have in the studio with me Pat Hayes. Wow, I have people in the studio all the time. This might be the longest title I've ever seen.
There's a couple.
Site steward, the Orland Grassland FPCC Land and Water Reserve site steward. Also, Dewey Helmick Nature Reserve, Illinois Nature Preserve, Orland Grassland Volunteer. That's a long one.
That is a
long
one.
That's a lot of responsibility, whatever the heck this all means.
Well, I don't know if it's responsibility. You always have to be careful when you're leading other people. It's volunteer-based, but I'm certified and authorized for both the Illinois Nature Preserve Commission and the Forest Preserve Commission of Cook County to lead people. You can't just jump into a forest preserve and do things.
You're a leader.
I guess.
I'm talking to a leader. That's very, very nice. Now, let me ask you about, because we're primarily here, although we'll take your questions, 312-981-7200, you can call or you can text tree questions to us, but your specialty, if you will, and your concern are invasive species. And what I said earlier on the radio is I happen to know, for example, in Florida, there's a huge issue on the animal side. I know the animal
Correct.
Side more than the plant side. So, for example, there's an island of macaques. That's a kind of monkeys. And they're reproducing very well. Like myself, they like the Florida climate, and they're having a good old time. But they're also spreading herpes virus among themselves, which one day could jump potentially to people because it is zoonotic, which means people can get it from animals. Another example are Burmese pythons. What? There are people that have gotten them as pets, and enough over the years have been let loose. I wouldn't say they're overwhelming the environment, but there are enough out there to actually make a difference. They eat things that normally they wouldn't eat because they're not found typically in America. And the result is they're wreaking havoc, even though there aren't a lot of them. There are enough of them, and they're making a difference, not in a good way, for the environment. The same thing can go on with trees.
Well, yes, the same thing can go on with trees. Invasive species could be animals, plants, disease. It's a wide spectrum of things. What I work mostly with are plants,
right?
In the grassland, that is invasive, and that's what we spend a great deal of our time are chasing these invasives. We really want to, number one, for people to understand what an invasive is. You know, is this a science term? What is it?
What is it?
What is it? It is something that brings harm, in my case, in our case, to the landscape. It allows it not to, it doesn't allow it to function anymore. So it can be, then it's considered invasive.
Why should we care, though, if there's, and I'm just being honest. I mean, you walk through a forest preserve, most of us just look and say, oh, it's green. We don't know the difference between one
exactly.
plant or another.
And
so
therein is the problem.
How so? How does it matter?
Well, let me just set a stage here for you. And this is not a scientific term. You're not going to find it in a book. I invented it for talking with people as I take them on interpretive walks.
Okay, a lot of people are hearing you talk.
That's
now.
Right. Yeah. And what I do is I call these green junkyards. Now, what I want you to envision is a junk car. We've all seen them. They're all parked off someplace. And the wheels are missing. The engine's gone. Probably the windshield's gone. Wipers have been picked off. Maybe even the seats are gone.
Okay.
What you are seeing is a shell. It looks like a car, right? But it cannot function. All of the pieces are gone for that system to work. So if you take that into a natural setting, all of the pieces are gone when invasive species come in, and it can't work. It can't support what it needs to support. The insects, the birds, those things that eat the birds, that whole chain then is broken. The pieces are gone.
And it matters not only in nature preserves, mm-hmm. where you volunteer, but
right.
also potentially in our backyards, I believe.
Well, it matters everywhere. It can matter to a hunter. a hiker, a biker. It can have birders, natural artists. A broad spectrum of people are impacted just in a recreational sense. And I don't want to say just to say that that's not important, but as a recreational sense. But when these invasives come in and they overwhelm a grassland, a grassland can sequester carbon. And then we all know what that does for our human health well-being. So it plays an important role. But if that's filled with, say, calorie pear, the hugely invasive tree, pretty, people like it, but hugely invasive and escapes like crazy, then you got...
It escapes?
Nothing. It escapes,
it
yes.
It runs?
You know what? It seems like it flies, actually.
Plants? I didn't know pigs can fly, and now
yeah,
plants can fly. That could be the name of your book.
Plants can fly on the wings of birds. You know, I mean, literally, the birds bring them in. And these seeds are absolutely, I would say in 5 years' time, we've cut out 10,000 of these trees.
Wow.
We've had to hire contractors for 60 acres, 75 acres. They're not just here or there. These trees come in and absolutely overwhelm and take over.
So calorie pears, would you say that is the biggest issue in the Chicago area? As far as invasive species?
I think it's the biggest issue that people aren't aware of in
okay.
the Chicago area.
This
is rather new.
We will make people aware of mm-hmm. what to look for, what these are. They're pretty, though, and what we can do about it. And, well, you might even, we're going to draw a picture for people on the rate. We can do that. So when we come back, you are going to draw a picture for people on the radio of what these very pretty but very bad trees look like. And we'll do that when we come back right here on WGN. It's 2:44. 2:48 on WGN, Steve Dale's Other World, talking with Pat Hayes, whose titles I will not read again.
No.
But no, essentially an expert when it comes to invasive plants and trees, anything green that doesn't belong there. Is that a good way to put it?
Anything green, well, not exactly, Steve.
Oh.
But let's think of it this way.
Okay.
We got exotics, and now those are plants that come from other places than the United States.
Okay.
And there's 2,300 of them or so listed as exotics. Many of them, it doesn't matter. They play nice with others.
Oh.
We don't worry about them.
We don't?
No, we don't.
I won't.
But each state has maybe two dozen invasives.
Oh.
Now, these are exotics that do damage.
Like
they're going to alter the landscape.
Pear.
They are going to change the landscape. They are going to cause human problems. They are going to cause economic problems. Then you have what you call noxious species. They're the baddest of the bad, but they
smell bad.
They act bad.
Oh.
And they are actually administered by the Department of Agriculture. So now you're thinking farms, you're thinking ranches. That it's not the same as it is for ecological restoration plants like invasives.
So
okay?
You're walking down the street and you see one of these bad guys. Do you just like take an axe with you and chop them down?
Well, I am inclined to. You know, if I see a teasel in a landscaping pot, or I see a white sweet clover growing along the side,
these are things that don't belong.
They don't belong. They grow like crazy, and if you turn your back on them, they'll take over. But calorie pear, especially, is
what does that look like?
It's the tree that has all the profuse white blossoms that look so beautiful right now. In the city, I don't think you've got the open landscapes as much, so they're not going to escape. They're going to stink, and they're brittle, and they're V-shaped, so they break easily.
What do they smell like?
Well, some say rotten fish. Some say there's a list of different descriptions.
Oh, they're not
descriptions.
Very aromatic.
No, they are not.
But that attracts insects, I
assume. Yeah, no, they're, no.
Then
no,
how do they
it
reproduce?
It does not. Well, you know, pollinators and birds bring them in to open areas. Grasslands are open areas, are impacted by them more than any kind of system.
Aren't insects the pollinators?
Or is it
bats?
Well,
what pollinates them?
Well, pollinators, crossbred them, which is...
Oh, human pollinators did this?
No. Well, initially they were hybrid. And if your listeners know hybrid, you take a slice of this plant, you take a slice of that plant, you wrap it up together, you get a better one. And then they did a couple of those. And then the pollinators cross-pollinated all those perfect trees and made them the monster that the tree is today.
It's a monster.
It's a horrible tree.
Oh, no.
I hate to say it. It's so beautiful.
But what if you see, aren't there others, what are they called, the ones that are in Washington, D.C.?
The cherries.
Yeah. How do you know that?
They just don't escape.
But they look like.
They look beautiful.
But they look the same?
They have pretty blossoms.
Well,
the
right
cherry blossoms, the gallery pear, pear.
In Jackson Park, there are the cherry blossom trees, is that what they're called? They're blooming now? I mean, isn't that a good thing?
If the cherry blossoms, they've already bloomed in Washington, I know that. Yeah, and that's a good thing. They're not native there. You know, one of the president's wives brought them in there and made a beautiful park. But they're not native, but they're not dangerous. Remember we said not all exotics are dangerous.
So what do the calorie pears do? They smell bad, but do they throw things at people? What makes them dangerous?
They're dangerous in the way that they degrade ecosystems. Very dangerous. They're not so dangerous to humans other than they take away those systems from humans. But they're dangerous because it costs so much to try to get them under control. Very hard to fix it once it's gone wrong.
What is the Bradford pear?
It's another variety of calorie pear.
Listeners are yelling at me for not asking you that.
Yes.
I didn't know. I didn't. Now, did they have... They're going to yell at me more when I ask you this question. Do they have real pears? Why do we call them? I mean, would they have fruit?
They can have little fruits. You know, it depends on, variation. No, you're not going to eat a pear out of there. No.
That would be bad.
No, it's just ornamental. This is an ornamental tree.
How big did they get?
20, 30 feet, maybe.
That's big enough. How long do they live?
Maybe 30 years, not a long time. As far as trees go, not a long time.
For a tree, maybe. So what do you do? So if you see a calorie pear or you're tempted to grow one in your backyard, what do you do?
All right, so here's two things. Number one, if you're tempted, don't.
Okay.
All right. If this hasn't come to you yet, don't let it. Don't let it come to you. Don't buy it. All right, don't get it started. Don't line your driveway, you know, churches and corporate campuses. Oh, my gosh, you know, they're just such a beautiful ornamental tree.
So let's say you go in there in the middle of the night and chop them down?
Well, maybe people could chop them down themselves. Many now you're laughing, but let me tell you this. Yeah. Many states have already banned it. Illinois has not been there yet, but we're working on it, hopefully with people on getting on board. But they have initiated also tree swaps. So if you get rid of your tree and you give them the picture, they are going to replace that tree for you.
Is there a website people can go to before we run out of time?
Yeah, okay. So if you want to know everything there is to know about
about
invasives, from Shining Sea to Shining Sea. You go to invasive.org.
Invasive.org.
Yes. Now, this is a collaborative project between the University of Georgia and the USDA, and the USDA, and there's about five or six different branches of the USDA that collaborated on this site, and it is pretty good. It's one of the best sites I've seen. Plus, you can just tap on your state, and you can find out everything you need to know. You can find the statutes. You can find the regs. You can find the acts. You can find all the species.
You can find the acts?
A-C-T-S.
Oh.
Not the acts you're going to need to chop down your calorie pear.
Okay. All right. You're wonderful. Thank you, Pat Hayes.
Okay. Thank you so much.